Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Procrastination Killer, where we tackle those pesky roadblocks and unlock your productivity superpower. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, today's topic hits home for all of us. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos? Like there are just too many things swirling around in your head, making it impossible to focus on anything? You know that feeling when you stare blankly at your list and suddenly realize you've entered the dreaded analysis paralysis zone? Well, fret no more, my friends. Because today, we're diving into a game changer. The Getting Things Done, GTD, method. Now, before you click away thinking, another productivity system? I've tried them all, hear me out. GTD isn't just another set of rules. It's a philosophy, a way of life that helps you capture everything swirling around in your brain, process it efficiently, and ultimately, get stuff done. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways from the GTD method that will transform your approach to productivity. First things first, clarify your mind. Think of your mind like a supercharged inbox. It's constantly bombarded with ideas, tasks, appointments, and everything in between. The problem is, if you don't have a system for capturing all of this, it starts cluttering your mental space. GTD encourages us to create capture mechanisms. Think notebooks, voice memos, digital note-taking apps, anything that allows you to instantly jot down whatever pops into your head. This clears the mental clutter and frees up valuable cognitive energy. Next up, process what you've captured. It's not enough to just collect everything. We need a system for processing those captured items. GTD suggests evaluating each item and deciding its next action. Is it something you can do right now? Do you need more information? Can it be delegated? By clarifying the next actionable step, you create clarity and direction. Thirdly, organize your commitments. Now that you've processed everything, it's time to organize your commitments into lists, think projects, errands, goals, even that novel you've been dreaming of writing. GTD suggests organizing these into lists based on context or priority. This helps you visualize what needs attention and creates a sense of order. Fourth, review your system regularly. Remember, GTD isn't a set-and-forget system. It requires regular maintenance to stay effective. Schedule weekly reviews to ensure your lists are up to date, projects are on track, and you haven't forgotten anything crucial. Think of it as spring cleaning for your mind. Finally, do the work. This one seems obvious, but let's be real. Sometimes we get stuck in the planning phase and forget to actually take action. GTD emphasizes focusing on completing tasks rather than just managing them. Set aside dedicated time each day to work through your lists and make progress towards your goals. Now, imagine this. You're knee-deep in a massive project with a looming deadline. Your mind is racing, you feel overwhelmed, and every email notification feels like another avalanche of stress. Sound familiar? Now picture yourself calmly reviewing your GTD lists. Everything organized, actionable steps clearly defined, and a sense of control washing over you. That's the power of GTD in action. It's not about being super productive. It's about feeling confident and in charge of your time and energy. So, remember, capture everything that's on your mind. Process those captured items and clarify next actions. Organize your commitments into manageable lists. Review your system regularly to stay on track. Most importantly, take action. Today's episode is just a taste of the GTD method's magic. I encourage you to dive deeper, experiment with its principles, and discover what works best for you. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of productivity ninjas together. Until next time, keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.